Yes, the demand we are making is that we are demanding for castration in cases of rape of minors. While minors are being raped, the perpetrators should be castrated. Reason being that these minors live with this caste throughout their lives. Every day of their life, they always remember this this trauma. So what we are advocating for is that it's for castration of perpetrators of rape of minors, so that they too will stay with this scar forever in their life and they will remember it in every day of their life.
Are you taking a cue from what happened in Kaduna when Governor L. Rufai just signed into law the punitive measure calling for castration for those convicted of rape of children of 14 years and under?
Yes, we are taking.
But some people are suggesting that it really does not address the problem, the core problem that you are trying to address. What do you say to that?
No, it will. It will really address the problem. Because once it is being done on a person, first person, second person, I doubt if it will be done on the third person.
Some lawyers in Nigeria, human rights lawyers, are arguing that that law in Kaduna State, for which you are drawing inspiration from, is against the Nigeria Constitution, which prohibits torture. What is your response to that?
Is the rape committed by the perpetrator on a minor not torture? This touches the life of this minor throughout. There is also this likelihood that the survivor may not even survive the incident because the survivor is a minor. That child may bleed to death.
Have you presented your petition to the governor in Adamawa State expressly expressing your call or demand?
No, we haven't. We haven't. The protest is sort of creating awareness and advocacy protest. We need to first get acceptance from the community first before we start making a move for the change.
So far, how have the various communities responded to your demand?
Yes, communities are responding because of these obvious reasons I have mentioned to you. That is, the survivor is a minor and there is likelihood that the survivor may not survive the incident. So as such, the perpetrators will equally have the same punishment of the castration.
So what really necessitated this call? Is it a recent surge in rape cases during the lockdown? What necessitated this?
No, the rape cases, even rampant, has been rampant even before the lockdown. Cases are going high in the community.
So what is the message here to the people in Adamawa State with regards to your call?
Yes, the message is that we are demanding for acceptance. We want the community to accept this as a punishment. It is not on all the survivors of rape, but minors especially, because a minor doesn't know anything. A minor doesn't even know how to wear clothes or whatever reason you have. I have not seen anything why a minor should be raped.